Couldn't land in that block of murder. Up to the fine iron dollar Amud Aleph on top of the page. So we said that also Chayav Krisis, we try to stop, you know, incest. We stop them from committing the incest. We'll kill them if they have to. And the question is, so how come you pay knas if somebody rapes his sister? L'chayda, since there's a misa involved as well. So we gave a number of answers, not happening at the same time. Or we, she says, don't kill him. Or our papa says, well, she was seduced. So therefore, because she was complicit, you don't get killed. However, Abaye says, the second line from the top, not always you get killed, because if you can just wound the person, you now have no right to kill him. So therefore, there's no kamlavid rabbin, neither the chimisa. Who says that if you can only wound the person, you now have to kill him? That follows the opinion of Abayanisa ben Sholi. Not everyone agrees. The time we learned, Abayanisa ben Sholi, if Shimon was chasing after Reuben to kill him, and you can stop Shimon by wounding him, but he didn't, Nergal ever get killed. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know? Maybe you're allowed to kill him regardless of the chesivah to the pasuk. Two men are having a fight, and one man tries to strike the other man, and not intentionally he hits a woman, and she was pregnant, and the baby falls out. And it says in the pasuk there that if the woman didn't get killed, they have to pay money for the babies. Now the chayda, since he was trying to kill the other person, he's a charoidev, so he's chay misa regardless. Why pay money? The mitzvah, shem mitzvah, kosim adab. The chiyuv says he must in year, but there was an accident when the satan nefesh. I don't know if he killed a woman, you kill him instead. I feel hachim and achmana. Yet it says v'lo yosem they didn't get killed. Honest, yonush, you have to pay money. Now, yami bishlemi yochel lahatzah bechavar l'inlatim anafsha. If you wound a person, there's no, you have to wound him, not kill him. So there's no chiyuv misa. Haynu dimishkachas lo. This is what we say. The honest, kigun she yochel lahatzah bechavar. You can just wound him. Eliyam, you say Yochel Hatzel Bechavar Nami Nitin Hatzel Benafshe. But we say that even if you can wound him, you're allowed to kill him. So this man is always Chayv Misa, regardless. Why do you have to pay money? Heichim Ishkachel Yoh get punished. So you want no right from there. Dilma Shiny Hocha De Mitzel Azeh V'Tashlumin Azeh. There is different. If he tried to kill Shimon, Shimon has a right to kill Reuven. But as far as the woman is concerned, when he killed the baby he has to pay money for, because these and that's to the woman, it's a different person altogether. And when do we say come of a drabbinate? Only if the same person that you try to kill or you get killed for, you also have to pay money to come of a drabbinate. But if you chai miss it to one person, a moment to another, there's no come of a drabbinate. So I disagree. Loish, no, there is no difference whatsoever. Amar Rava, what's the difference if the money is to one person and the death is to another? Come to Rabbi, it means that we cannot give you two punishments for one act. It's one action. Just because there are two people on the receiving end, doesn't matter. Amar Rava, reidiv shay reidiv achaveri. Rava lays down a rule. If Shimon is chasing Reuben and tries to kill him, should I tell you, you found the place? Okay. If Shimon was chasing after Reuben, let's say, trying to kill him, right? Vishibir es akelim. And he broke the pots and pans while he's running. Bain shel nirdiv, whether the pots and pans belong to the nirdiv, to the victim. Bain, there's a gemara there in Nusson if you want. You want to pass the gemara to Nusson? Ayin dal amud aleph, four lines in the wide lines. Bain shel kol adam, any person, potter, he's potter. He doesn't know who the kalim is a potter. Why is he potter? Because since Shimon is chayiv misa, since Shimon now has to be killed because he's a roid, a pursuer, therefore come of your rabbi, you don't pay for the money. Either money belongs to pots and pans, not for the victim, of a stranger. So why, and I deserve to be killed, the pursuer is to be killed because of the victim. Doesn't matter. You still say come of your rabbi. My timeum is chayiv benafshu, since he can be killed, the give me killed. So what is he claiming here? That come of your rabbi doesn't matter who gets the money and on account of who I'm going to get killed. If one act brings you two different punishments, you only get the stricter one. The nirdiv, what about the victim? He's running. If he broke the kalim of the pursuer, of course he's potter. If he can kill the pursuer, surely he can break his kalim. Shall call adam if he breaks kalim from other people who are not involved at all. Chayiv is chayiv. Shall raidiv, why is he a potter from the raidiv? I'm allowed to kill him. Of course I'm allowed to break his pots to save myself. Why, if another person in the pot, you have to pay? You're not allowed to save yourself with using someone else's money. And even if you do, but you have to pay the guy back. What about if a pursuer, a third party, chased the roidiv to try to stop him? The Shibit as I came, and he broke pots and pans while he was chasing after the pursuer. Whose pots they were, whether they were the pursuers, whether the victims, or Ben Shah Kaladim, or anybody else's potter. Why? What excuse does he have to break other people's pots? because he has not because legally that's correct, but if you don't say that, it won't be another person who saves his friend from the Raidiv.
The only one who has to pay for the damages is the Nirdif. He's trying to save himself. He has no right to do that at the expense of someone else.
Exactly. And the stranger thing. The famous Gemara, Ha'oivid Avaydiz Gechavim. If somebody worships Avaydiz Zorah, Nitin Lahatzila Ben Nafshe. Different. Yesterday we learned in the Mishnah only if you're affecting another person. Rav Shimon Yochai holds even Avaydiz Zorah, and his son, Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon, holds even Chil Shabbos. And how does he know of it? Is other kavuchemer ma pegam hedyon madach when you're hurting an innocent girl? Nitin lahatzila benafshe. We're saying that you're allowed to kill the guy. Pegam gevoyi lakoshken. Surely, if you're affecting Hashem, he's worshiping avodah zarah. Surely, you're allowed to kill the guy to stop him. Where do you find that you punish somebody and you give them death based on logic? We said yesterday that we don't do that because maybe somebody tomorrow will come in and show you the logic is not right. Kosovar, he holds, he also argues that principle. He holds that you do punish somebody based on logic. Tanya Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, his son went a step further. Not only somebody's about to worship Avodah Zarah, you kill the guy and stop him beforehand, but furthermore, Rabbi Lozer says, HaMechal Shabbos. If you see somebody, be Mechal Shabbos, Nitin Lahatzil Ben Nafsha, you can kill him to stop him. It's an amazing thing. You can kill him to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos.
It's interesting we use the term Lahatzil Loi. You save him
from himself.
Sin.
Exactly. Which is what Rashi learned yesterday. Shavallah, he holds like his father, Damar Ein Shemadim. We'll use logic to punish. V'as yishabbos, and he learns Shabbos, he quotes Shabbos, b'chilul chilul ma'avod yichavim. We find by Shabbos the word chil, because it says mechalel ma'asyumus, and we find by avod yizoro, by the melech, it says le'techal l'shem l'kecho. So we make a gzeira shabbos, chilul chilul. Rabbi Yechon said in the name of Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadik, Nimnu v'gomru ba'aliyas beis nitze. Here starts an interesting machlekes that we're familiar with about certain avedas a person has to be prepared to die for rather than to commit. So Rabbi Yechon said in the name of Shimon ben Yehoi Tzadik that they once had a meeting in the attic of the house of Nitze in Lud, and they said the following: Kol avedas shebetayda, any sin in the Tayda, if somebody points a gun at you, says you better eat treif, otherwise I'll shoot you. You're allowed to eat the treif. You better do this aveda of al taharik. You won't get killed. Yavod vayaharik. And there's a machlekes. What happens? You want to be machman? You want to die? Are you allowed to? Some say they're not allowed to do that. The Rambam chutz ma'avodas, the three aveiras, which principal aveiras that you have to be prepared to die for, which is avodah zarah, gilu arayus, right? To do with the illicit immoral, and shvichas damia, murder. How do we know these three mitzvahs are exceptions? Avodah Kachavim Loi. First thing I want to ask a question. You tell me Avodah Zarah that you don't worship. V'hatani, we learned Omer Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Shmuel seems to argue. He says, Menayin, how do you know? Shim Omeru Leila Adam. They tell a person, Avodah Kachavim, I want you to worship Avodah Zarah. V'al Tehari, you won't get killed. Menayin, how do you know? Shiyav Ayarik. How do you take know that you should be Avid Avodah Zarah and not get killed? Even Avodah Zarah. It says v'chai behem across the board. All mitzvahs, Hashem says, I want you to live with our mitzvahs. It says in Parshat Achrei, I don't want you to die. It says Hashayasa oisa adam v'chai behem. I want you to live the mitzvahs. According to Bishmol, you never die for any mitzvahs. All mitzvahs you.
Because when you do avodah zarah, you can have in mind that you're just pretending.
They don't help having in mind if it's before. A clear avodah zarah. When you can have in mind is if it's like a church or something or a statue, it could be this way, it could be that way. When it's clear, it's avodah zarah.
Well, you see, he says you don't die for any.
Yeah, he says you do. You'll do the avera. It's an avera, yeah. but it's a mitzvah to live because you can do more mitzvahs. However, Rabbi Yechon agrees in the name of Jesus, he holds these three you have to die for. V'l'chai behem v'lo shiyamuz behem. You shouldn't die for any avedas. Yochel, but even if Shmuel is meida. Yochel, I would have thought that Philip Fahesia. I would have thought that even brazenly, even out in public, Tam Aleimer comes to teach you V'loisechalu Hashem Kachi V'nigdashtu. I don't want you to make a chil Hashem. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel says like this: it's not. There's no particular aveda. Any aveda, if it's a private, do the aveda. V'chai behem. Public chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is the worst possible aveda, and that you have to die for, rather than anything else.
So, according to him, any
Aveda.
This is Rabbi Shmuel?
Rabbi Shmuel. Some want to say that's only these three averis that are in public, but others are only any aver. If it's in public, we'll soon see it goes a little bit further. Inu, so the Gemara says, you're right. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. But we don't hold with Rabbi Shmuel. Inu, we follow Rabbi Lezer. What's Rabbi Lezer? Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, we say in Krishma, v'haftas, Shem lekech, you shall love Hashem, b'chol levavcha, with your heart, b'chol nafshcha, with your soul, chol meidecha, with all your being, or with all your possessions. Im nema, b'chol nafshcha, if you're supposed to die for Hashem, lama nema, b'chol meidecha, with all your possessions. Obviously, your possessions. For the Abish's sake. V'im nema, b'chol meidecha, lama nema, b'chol nafshcha. Goes like this. There are two types of people. Most people, they think they value their life more than money. They'll pay all the money in the world for doctors to make sure they live. Be prepared to give your life away for Hashem. There are people that their money is more important than their life. And if a business goes bad, they'll jump out the window. Whatever, because their lives aren't worth living anymore without the money. For them, those people, it says, even you, give your money up. You have to give everything that which cost you the most, give away today, Bishter.
You see, also, talk of such people that when they're sick, they're too cheap to pay for a doctor, or too cheap, they don't want to do flesh tests.
Now that they're dying. Could they convince themselves that they're invincible? So what do we know from here? According to Rabbi Lezer, Avodah Zarah you have to die for. Not like Rabbi Shmuel, it's only for Zechil Hashem. How do you know the other two? We learned Rebbe says, it says in the Pasuk, if a girl gets raped, you have to kill the person. Why? Just like a person murders somebody, never kills a person. So same thing over here, you have to do to this girl, you have to do to the rapist. The person gets up on a person and murders a nefesh. The same thing here. What do we learn from Ratzeach? Ma'ata now, hareze bolilamed v'nimtza lamad. It's coming to be melamed, and actually even nimtza lamad. It's coming to learn. Makish Ratzeach l'nai d'amarosat. Ratzeach is coming to teach you regarding nai d'amarosat, but actually Ratzeach is learning from nai d'amarosat. That what? Ma nai d'amarosat nidlatzi b'nafsha. Just like nai d'amarosat will kill the rapist. Af Ratzeach nidlatzi b'nafsha. So to buy murder will kill the murderer. Okay, that we had before. On the other hand, the makish naidu murasu ratzeach, we learn naidu ratzeach, like what? Mad ratzeach, yoro yavin. Just like by a murderer, we say, if they tell you better murder somebody, they'll kill you. You not have no right to murder somebody else. You have to die. Af naidu murasu tehoreg v'al taver. So too by naidu murasu, that you should die rather than do the avedus. That's how we know naidu murasu and tzicha, and so on. Tehoreg means even the woman, not just the man. It's machlek is training because tehoreg or yehoreg. Ratzeach gufa menolon. How do you know by murder, if they say, if you don't shoot that guy, we're going to shoot you? How do you know Taka shouldn't shoot that guy? Savaru, makes sense. Now, who does the Kamidaba? Guy came before Rabba. Omalei Mori Doro, the governor of the city told me, Zil Kotlu Plan, you better kill that person. And we learn, if you don't kill that person, Katlu, I'll kill you. What should I do? Omalei, so Rabba said to him, let them kill you, and you don't kill the other person. Why? The famous saying, Mi Yemar, who says the Damach Didach, that your blood is Sumak Tvei, is redder than that guy. Dilma Damach Gavra, maybe the blood of that person is Sumak Tvei redder than yours.
How do you value your life more than his?
So Rashi is a beautiful Rashi, a Siddush Rashi. Let's do Rashi Svaru. It's about 15 lines above the white lines. It says Rashi.
No, but who gives you permission to say your life is more important than someone else?
If so Rashi. You're not saved, but Rashi explains.
No, naturally, you protect yourself. But we're talking not in.
Naturally, it's obligatory. You don't give your life if you.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to kill somebody else. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains very nicely. Svaru. What's a svara? Shalai titcha nefesh chaveya, that you should not kill your friend in order to save yourself. And what's the logic? Because the ikatarti. Killing your friend, you're doing two things. Letting yourself die, you're doing one. What do you mean? Killing your friend, avoid neshama, you're killing somebody, number one. Number two, va'aveda, you did an aveda, you're a murderer. Mipnei nafshay, to save yourself. The leke elechoda, but if you die yourself, only one thing happened. Even a Jew got killed, but you did not do an aveda. So if you're killing somebody, you're doing two things wrong. A Jewish person is dying, and you're doing an aveda. If you're letting yourself die, you're doing one thing is wrong, a guy died. So therefore, that's the way you have to go. But who lo yaver? Because you're doing an aveira, they murder somebody. It's an aveira. Because my water. It's my water. But who lo yaver? I'm not going to steal your water to save me. But who lo yaver? and you won't be doing aveda. The chi amar rachmana. When does the Torah say laver ala mitzvahs mechayim? When does the Torah say do an aveda and live mishum di yikara be'ein of neshama sheyisrael? Says Rashi. What's the logic is you're supposed to live v'chayibahem. So if the only way v'chayibahem is by killing another guy, why shouldn't I be allowed to do it? So Rashi explains. Why do you think the Eibusha says v'chayibahem? Because the Eibusha treasures a yiddish and neshama more than all of his mitzvahs. But in this case, say v'say yiddish and neshama is going to die. So there's no advantage in having your neshama left alive and over his neshama. Somebody's neshama is going to die. So now the question is, which is worse? Here it involved in a very, here there isn't. So we know which is worse. By a murder. The Eibusha loves a Jewish person. By the Tzeach, ultimately, a Jew is going to die anyway, so there's no difference. So what right do you have to do an Aveda when the Eibusha gains nothing? There's no V'chai Behem here, because one of you guys are going to die anyway. You decide that your neshama is worth more to the Eibusha than that neshama. No, was Rashi saying that the reason why you live the chaybem over the mitzvah is not because your survival is important. Because the Eibishter wants your survival. The Eibishter loves your neshama. But here you have to choose between two neshamas. Each neshama is equal. Every neshama is a chedek al kamal mamish. Yeah. Okay, beautiful Rashi. Back to the Gemara. So we have Rabbi Shmuel who says that all Avedas you die for V'chaybem, V'chaybem you do the Aveda except if it's Chil Hashem. You have Rabbi Yechanan who says, no, there are three Avedas, Gil HaRois, Avedas Zorah, and Shuch HaZlam. Says him, right? Ki Yosef, Avdimi, Am Rabbi Yechanan. Avdimi came along, said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, he came to Bava, Loi Shonu, when do we say that only three Avedas? Sheloi B'Shaz Gzeidas and Malchus. It's not a time of Shmad. The king said, I want all the Jews to do this and this. I feel a mitzvah kala, even if it's a small mitzvah. If their purpose is to stamp out Judaism, then even minor avedas you have to be prepared to die for. And the Ravi said, Rabbi Yechanan, further, I feel a shalabish, even if it's not time of Shmad. When do we say that only three avedas you die for Betzina? I feel a mitzvah kala, Yehorig v'yaver. So Rabbi Yechanan says, if it's before Hesi Chil Hashem, I don't care what it is, if they want you to go against the Eibush, even a small minor Aveda, you have to be ready to die for. When Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing before, it's not clear when Rabbi Shmuel was talking about these three Avedas, Chil Hashem, or all Avedas like Rabbi Yechanan here. Not clear. However, my mitzvah kala, what's a minor mitzvah? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rav. Unbelievable. Afilu lishanuya, even to change. Arkasa de Misana, according to Rashi, means the shoelace. The shoelace, according to Rashi, means the shoelace of the shoe. In other words, the Jews used to wear white shoelaces on black shoes, according to Tosafos, and the Goyim used to wear black shoelaces on black shoes. If that became the Jewish mode of dress, because it's tznius, let's say, if that became the Jewish mode of dress, and then the Goyim say, you better change it, we don't want you to dress like a Jew, we want you to look like a Goy, then you have to be prepared to die. So Din HaShulchan Aruch, the Shach says, you're not allowed to, in a time of Shema, when they're trying to kill the Yidden, you're not allowed to say, I'm a Goy, in order to save your life.
To pretend
you're a Goy, in order to save your life. If you ever see a Sefer called a Yagid Moshe, beautiful Sefer on Pesach, where the person was killed in the early 40s, and the brother who printed the Sefer writes that he was, added and printed, said that his brother was blonde hair and blue eyes, and they thought he was a German, and they just turned and said, you're a Yid or a German. He could have easily said he was a German and would have got away with it, because it was the winter and he wore these fur, you know, whatever hats. And his brother told him, I remember the Shach says in your day, you're not allowed to do that. He said, I'm a proud Yid. And they shot him on the spot.
I know people who remember old Mr. Ranashi, Oliver Shalom, used to be the principal in Mount Scopus. He survived the war by pretending to be a Polak.
Yeah, a lot of people did that. I mean, a lot of your survivors did that, yeah. But then be going. But okay, anyway.
After the
end of the day, so yeah. I feel even changing the shoelaces on your shoes. The Kamba Fresh, okay, you say if it's Ochil Hashem. Yeah, what's a Chil Hashem? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yechon, ein prehesia p'chusa ma'asar b'nei Adam. A minion. A minion of what kind of people? Yidden. Pshita Yisrael mean a minion of Yidden. If a lot of people out there, but all goyim, that's not Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem that we're talking about over here to die for is only Yidden, 10 Yidden. And the machleki, the Yidden actually have to be there, or they just know about it. Some say if they know about it, it's also considered a Chil Hashem. Steve, it goes on your phone, viral.
But you wouldn't know beforehand if they'll find out.
You do, because you see people with a phone standing taking pictures, you know it's going to go viral. we detain it forever.
Newspapers
all. When are you supposed to sanctify my name? B'toich b'nei Yisrael, amongst Yidin. Boy, Rabbi Yimia, what about Tisha Yisrael Nechema? What about 9 Yidin? There's enough to have a majority. Of course, who else would ask it? Toshma, the Tan Rabbi Yani, Achver Rabbi Chibar Abba. Rabbi Yani, the brother of Chibar Abba said, Asi, we learn now, toich, toich. We learn now, Ksiv Hoch, it says over here in the Pasiv, V'nigdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. It says that in Pasha Achri. And then it says, Hossam, it says over there, by the Meraglim, it says, Ibodlu mitoicha eida hazois. Separate yourself from this congregation. And there were 12 spies, two of them were tzaddikim, and 10 of them were to show him. Malahala nasara, 10 yidin, kuli, they're all yidin. Ka nasara the kuli is all to be yidin. Freddy, what about Esther? What about Esther? Esther was, didn't die, she lived with Achashvedish. So all the Rishonim ask, why is it, Hes Yave, is a chil Hashem, everybody saw her. All the Mephoshim ask, why, or the Rishonim ask, what about the fact that she was married to Mordechai, so she was committing Gila Royis? Forget about Chil Hashem. We said three Avedas you have to die for, one is Gila Royis. So the Rishonim come with a whole bunch of answers. Many Rishonim hold that for a woman they don't have to die because a woman is passive. It's only for those who are active, for a man. That's why they're not Goydas Tehoreg Valtava, they're Goydas Yehoreg. Yeah, the man, not the woman. Others say the woman also has to be prepared to die. But over here, like Bein Tam says, Zirmas Susim Zirmasam, that a goy, if a goy commits adultery with a woman, you don't have to worry about it. They don't have to be mice and nefesh for it because they don't count. And so on, they don't count. There is a measure that says that Esther, every time she had a relation with Achashverosh, she wasn't Esther the woman, it was Esther Ashed who took her place. So I think one of the Rabbi says, sorry, Amr Abai answers, Esther Karka Olam Haisa, she was passive. Therefore, by Chil Hashem, at least she doesn't have to do anything. Rabbi says, Hanoas Atzvan Shaini. When do you have to die, even these three Averis, or even Chil Hashem, if they're out there to stamp out Rahman Islam Yiddishkeit? But if they're just doing it because they're doing it for their own gratification, then you don't have to die for it. They don't have to die for it. And I prove to you, Hanoas Atzman Shaini. Kudila Temahochi, if not so, Hani Kavaki Viduminiki. They used to have a holiday and they used to go to all the houses, and including the Eden, and they used to take these barrels and fill them to bring them with oil to light them up in Avodah Zarah. How can we give them? We should die for it. Hechi Avinlu, El Hanoas Atzman Shaini. You know, there's some Rishonim and the Vilna Gaon and others want to say that this whole thing is talking about a gzeira, if it's a gzeira only for Yidden. But it's a gzeira for everybody, universal. It's not, exactly, you don't have to die for it. Here, the Gemara's Rav's Horayi is from Hani Kavaki with the Muniki. They go to every person's house, Rashi, not just Jews. And yet, you should die for it. And the only reason why you don't have to die for it is because I know it's Atzma. But if they would have done, because they want to see it in the light. But if they would have used it for serving Avodah Zarah, even though it's only for everybody eating the goyim, you would have to die for it. So maybe there's a difference between Chil Hashem and Avodah Zarah. Maybe Chil Hashem is only if it's against Yidden personally. But if it's against everybody, it's not Chil Hashem. But if it's the three Avedis, then it doesn't matter if it's only against Yidden. Now you have to die for it. Except if they're doing it, but only if they're doing it to stamp out religion. Now they're doing it for Hanoah. Va'oz the Rava, the Tamid Omer, Rava, Akum Dom Lelai Sofa Goy, says to Yid, Katoil Asasas Dabi Shabbat, I want you to cut this grass, certain kind of a grass, on Shabbos, V'shodi Lecha Yusa. On Shabbos, I want you to work for me, and Mimachal Shabbos, and give it, feed my animals. Now, maybe it's an open. If not, if you like Ketilach, I will kill you. The din is likotel, cut the grass, v'loi likotle. And don't get killed. Don't be moshed that fish. Why? Because he's doing it, there's no chilash, he's doing it for his own pleasure. He wants you to work for it on Shabbos. So you don't have to die for it. But if he tells you, shadi l'nara, I want you to cut the grass and throw the river, so why am I doing it? Not for my pleasure. I'm doing it because I don't want you to keep Shabbos. I'm an anti-Semite and I want to make sure you don't keep Shabbos. If that's why I'm doing it, then likotle, let yourself die. Don't cut the grass on Shabbos. Because my timer, lavuri milse kaboy. And it must be talking about a case, because this is the Shabbos. Shabbos we don't have to die for. It must be talking about a case of chil Hashem here, where it's public. Boy, my name is Rab Ami Ben Noyach. What about a goy? Is he mitzuve al kedusha Hashem? Does a goy have a mitzvah kiddush Hashem? Or a mitzuve al kiddush? Does he have a mitzvah kiddush Hashem? Does he have a mitzvah kiddush Hashem or not? That's a good point. I'm going to buy it. Very good. Toshma, I'll bring it out like Yehuda just said. Sheva mitzvah is nistav benech. They were given only seven mitzvahs. V'imisa, and if they're according to you, tam naven. It should be an eighth mitzvah called mesilas nefesh. Oma kiddushem. Oma leirov. In hu v'chol abizrayu. They and all of the spices. They and all the things that are attached to it. In other words, chil Hashem is not a separate aveda. Chil Hashem is whichever aveda you do. If you don't do it correctly, that is a chil Hashem. So the question is, do they have the inyan chil Hashem or not? So the Gemara, my avilah, what's the bottom line? Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Rav. Because it says in the pasuk, Naaman, after Elisha cured Naaman, Naaman got so excited. So Elisha, I'm going to become Jewish. I am going to become Jewish. However, I'm not going to. I can't become fully Jewish. I'm going to become a Gerut Yosef because you're going to have to be Meichel me, my king. Every time he goes to the church and bow down for the Zodah, he can't bow down. So I have to lean, and he leans on me. So I'm going to be kneeling for Avodah Zarah. I have no feelings for Avodah Zarah, but I have no choice. Please be Meichel me. Now, L'chayde, make a Kiddush, if a guy has an Inyan of Kiddush Hashem, then why doesn't he have to, what kind of excuse is that? He should be ready to die for it. It says here, for this matter, please forgive me. When my master comes to this church called Beis Rimon, Avodah Zarah, Shtachvah, to bow down, he leans on me, and he bows down on top of me. What did Elisha tell him? Go home, don't worry. We don't worry. Why don't tell him go die for his head? There's no Kiddush Hashem by Goy. And if it's true that a Goy has Kiddush Hashem, he shouldn't say Lech L'Shalom. He shouldn't say Lech L'Shalom. L'Chay the Gemara should ask a strong question. He sure told him off. So Rashi says a very important thing here. Rashi, tap Rashi. If a Ben Noach and Muzra Kiddush Hashem... He shouldn't have told him go peacefully. The mashma de hoy de loy sounds like say, okay, don't worry about it.
Doing the right thing.
Now Rashi says, Nihid loy hoy chichoy loy hoy mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on a yid to tell off a goy for whatever he does. The hoy chiach to chich is amisecho ksiv. The mitzvah of telling off a goy, hoy chiach is only the loy ger toishiv. We only have a mitzvah to tell off yidin, not goyim, not even a ger toishiv. Mi you I do the davar so loy ladu. You shouldn't be my dear. How does this fit in with the Rambam, who says that we have a mitzvah to tell the goy in the midst of a mitzvah b'nech? But it's not the same thing as a chiyach. That's not a chach, yeah.
Chacha is rebuke.
That's right.
Let's tell them off for it.
Yeah, so the Gemara weiter, everything Gemara, Hobbit sin, Hobbit v'hesya. This was privately in the church, and maybe nobody, so when privately? When the king went, you don't think he had a whole entourage with him? So Rashi comes along and says, very interesting thing, Bitzina, Rashi, four lines at the top. What is Bitzina? He's saying there's no Kiddush Hashem when it's done discreetly. When we discreetly, they're full of goyim there. Naaman betzina have, you know why it's betzina? Because v'loy hogu Yisrael bebeis rimon. Even when a goy, when we ask, does a goy have Kiddush Hashem, there's only about 10 yidin standing there. If there's goyim, there's no Kiddush Hashem for sure, because we learned before the pasuk that Kiddush Hashem is dashed in between Yisrael. The only time there's a Kiddush Hashem is if there's 10 yidin there. So he says, since there were no yidin in that church, bebeis rimon, shumishtach for the Shem, he's bound down, v'gabe kedushas Hashem b'toy b'nei Yisrael, ksiv. Even if you hold that a goy has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, is only amongst yidin. Even if you're going to concede that Noach has Bnei Noach has a Hashem, they don't have anything goyim. That's an unbelievable statement. You tell that to him. Whoa!
So a guy has to be moisten nefesh if there's 10 yidden standing in
front.
That's
right. So we're the anti-Semitic there because of us. He has to die. Okay, continue tomorrow with Hashem.
Can I ask you?